The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. These days, I receive lots of messages questioning whether the end of the world is coming at hand. That the persecution, I mean the massacre in Paris, and lots of disturbances in all over the world. They ask, is it time? You know, Jesus says, "What the time, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son knows the time." Of course, Jesus, he's Son of God. He knows everything. But he said he doesn't know. That means to say he doesn't want to tell us what exactly the dates. He knows as human being. If you know when you have the examination, you prepare that week, or just 2 days ago, 2 days ahead of the examination. Usually, we say long, long time, we will wait. And disappoint. Jesus doesn't want to just warn us, be careful, you have to. No. Jesus wants us to live well every present moment. This is the will of God the Father. That's why at times he says, don't worry too much things of the tomorrow. Neither things of the past. Important is to do the will of God only in the present moment. You cannot do the will of God tomorrow. Maybe it doesn't belong to you, that tomorrow. Neither yesterday, already passed. Only now, you can do the will of God. Jesus is praying for each one of us that he wants us to be at peace. Peace, where does it come from? From by doing the will of God the Father. This time, the will of God that I try to speak and you try to listen. That's all. With love. When you with love, you listen. With love, I speak. That's a kind of mutual connection. And that's what Jesus promised. With two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. When there is mutual love, Jesus' presence. And that's the presence of the Holy Spirit. So that's why many times we got something from the harmony or from the mass or anything. Because by that time you live well, you live in the will of God, you have the Holy Spirit. And that's why you got it. You have to prepare. I remember when I was in study theology years ago, I was studying room theology. And once Easter time, before Easter, Holy Week, I was in a community near Florence. I lived there, but I have a critical mind. I criticize the people. I say, why the peace people in the name of Christ, but they don't love much as I wish that they can love me that way. But then our pride, I tell myself, even those people doesn't love, I try to love myself first. This is my pride. So even people doesn't want to clean the things, I do it. Even though they don't greet me, I greet them. Always being the first one to give, always first one unconditionally do it. But fortunately, God take my pride and change it into a good action. Because I try those days, being the first one to love, and try to love unconditionally, without any response, God gave me the grace. One early morning, I think around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, on the bed, suddenly got the lights from up. Then I say, I got it. I don't know how, but the lights, because I try to love, even though my love is not that kind of supernatural, it's quite human. It's pride. I say, I just proved to you that I'm better than you, but still God is using my pride to change me. Just the same way it's Saul. He was trying to get all the Christians into the prison. He's always pride. He wants to get as many Christians as possible. On the way, this voice, he was got the lights, but down the floor and he got blind. And that task, who are you? Saul, that time is still Saul. I am Christ that you're persecuting. And then he said, what do you want me to do? You see? At times, we can do many other stupid things. But once the light of God is there, be humble and pray and ask. Jesus promised, ask will be given, lock to be opened. And that's the way Jesus is teaching us through our human lives. But important, open your hearts. God is always by your door. He is there. Don't doubt. And that's why Jesus telling Faustina, saying Faustina of Poland, Jesus Christ, I trust in you. That's a simple word. Trust. Many times we say we know many things, but we don't trust the love of God for you. Even you don't believe that God loves only for you and die only for you. You thought God loves so many other people. You're lost in the horizon. No. You're special. You're particular, chosen. When you say chosen, you have to respond. If you don't respond, that's what Jesus says. Many are called, few are chosen. Not that God doesn't choose you, but you have to respond. You have your time, you have your energy, you have the moment, present moment. If you don't make use of it, you waste it. God is kind to us, but also strict in a certain sense. He wants us to change. Jesus Christ, come on earth, not just bring beautiful things, but you have to follow his footsteps. That's why when he asked the disciples, come and follow me. But those who doesn't bear the cross, they are not my disciples. If we say we want to follow him, follow his will at every present moment, and trust in His love and try to ask us to be given. And that's one of the things that Faustina got the message from Jesus Christ. Once Jesus Christ asked Faustina, why you don't ask many things? Then she said, no, you know everything. But Jesus said, I know is my what I know. But you ask, is your you have to ask. It doesn't mean God knows everything and you keep silence. Take advantage. When you can ask, God is listening.